Thankful that we all have a part in the kingdom of heaven, and seeing the kingdom of heaven on this earth. On the 4th of July, when we prayed for our country, I was led to pray for our school principals, and what a role that position has, superintendents and school principals, what a role they have in enforcing or introducing the kingdom of heaven. I had to think of a program that I was privileged to run in 2000. It was the beginning of what is now called charter schools. They're called small learning communities. The theory being that my high school, for instance, had 4,000 kids and a graduation population of 1,000. And the thought was, of course, we realize we're number 23 in the taxonomy of education in the whole world. America is number 23. I think Finland is number one. So we realize that something has to be done in our educational system, and so they figured the schools are too big. Kids are getting lost. They may graduate from a 600 population middle school or grade school, and then suddenly they go to this 4,000 population high school, and the kids, especially those on the fence, could go either way, and a lot of them are getting lost. So the idea was to build these small learning communities, and my principal chose me to run this, gave me full autonomy as a principal in this within the school. I didn't have my principal credentials, of course, but she just allowed me to hire the teachers I want, disregarded the union, had $2 million a year budget to have dinners for the parents, the programming. I could program the teachers so that they had the same period to discuss the kids. It was like a private school within a huge New York City school, and it was very successful. The New York City graduation rate, I think, is 46 or 48%, which is quite dismal. That means that only 48% of the kids graduate within 4 years. And our first graduating class from this program had 89 or 90% graduation rate. So it does work, and that of course led to the charter schools which we see today. But my point is this: I remember I could choose all my teachers, and of course I chose the youngest, hippest, the ones that were really into methodology. But I was given a guidance counselor by the school, and this guidance counselor insisted that we have a big sign in our main office that there were condoms available to anyone who wanted them. And I just did not know how to handle this. Of course, she was quite a vocal, very liberal person. So I went to my principal, and I said, "Lisa," I said, I really have to put this sign up? And this is my point. She says, "Oh my goodness, no." She had young children herself, and she said, "No, just put a little sign, like 2-inch sign, someplace in the room, and that'll take care of that." My point is this: she was not a believer, as far as I know. I'm still in touch with her. But principals have authority, even in a city system. There was never any problem if I wanted to introduce the story of Easter and compare it to Passover around the Easter time. There was never a problem. And that is all the principal's choice. They still have a lot to say. I'm a little concerned with this Tea Party movement. I know that it swayed the balance of the Senate. I know that it's good, and I'm not quite sure how we as Christians should fit in. We see in the Bible that the persecution is coming, and we see tads of persecution already, how they attacked the Fox News, for instance. I don't know. That this is all in God's hands. First of all, that's number one. God is in control. But when you see people who profess to be Christians bombing abortion clinics, doesn't seem right. It's not right. I heard Michelle Bachmann, who was who's probably second as far as the presidential GOP candidates, give a real clear-cut Christian testimony on radio, CBS radio, where she talked about accepting Christ. And I thank God for our politicians who have a real story. Jimmy Carter had a real story, but it's probably one of the worst presidents we've ever had. And he professed to be a Christian. So my point is, we have to leave this all in God's hands, but this is my real point. We as believers, as parents attending PTA meetings, as teachers, we heard this yesterday, and that's what really stirred me up this morning to speak about this, how our young people were able to go to believing teachers. I think that's how we're going to influence the world. I don't know if the Tea Party's going to do it. I don't know. I'm not putting it down. But I think that we as individuals, parents, teachers, young people who aren't afraid, I think that's how God is going to use us to influence the world. And this is somewhat of a segue to introduce Ava Moore, who is an old friend of camp, and she is a principal of a charter school, and she lived through the Katrina days in Louisiana, and so Brother Keith has asked Ava Moore to speak to us. This is Ava Moore.